Just to go over quickly the Gemara and Daf Kuf Aleph, then we'll learn the Tosfos that we missed over yesterday in the Rashi. We had had a kasha that Rav Nachman had asked a kasha, why is Beitzosa the Meshon, why is it also Letautel Ben, let us say Gorachis? And he brought a raya from Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda said that by Traskel you say Gorachis. So here let us also say Gorachis. So Rabbi Yosef asked a kasha to Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda, that the Rabbi Yosef asked a kasha to Rav Nachman, that there's no kasha from Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda is not a davar muskim. The Chachamim hold that you don't say good aches. So Amalei Abaye, let us see the Gemara in the Benik. Amalei Abaye va'at lo tisbere. So Abaye told Rav Yosef, no, Rav Nachman had good gefragt. We do hold good aches. Va'at lo tisbere, vasanya omud boshus harabim. Gavoya asora v'rochav dalit. Omud boshus harabim, that is gavoya asora v'rochav dalit, v'ein be'ikre dalit. V'yeish be'kotzer shaloi gimu. That the ikel, there's no dalit, and but the small chalik of this omud, there is gimel tvachim. Rashi learned that the goiva is gimel tvachim. You can't say lovut. Bezorak v'nochal gabov chayev. Alma mrinin good aches mechitzte, ochenami good aches mechitzte. You see that the chachamim hold good aches. This is a double muskim. And then Abaye, this is how Rashi learns Pshat, and Abaye said, and that what you want to do, answer Rav Nachman's kasha, that the Chachamim are chilek and Rabbi Yosi be Rabbi Yehuda, by Traskel, so who are then here by Beitzosa the Meshon, you also want to say, good achis, midi irye, is it a raya, can you be medame Traskel to Beitzosa the Meshon? By Traskel, why are the Chachamim Choylik and Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda? Because the Gdiyim is Boikimbo. But Oche Havelo Mechitze Shein Agdiyim Boikimbo. But by Beitzos of the Meshon, it's a Mechitze Shein Agdiyim Boikimbo. So Memele, so Rav Nachman asked a good kasha, so let us say good aches. Omalei Ravache Bereid Ravache L'Ravashi Gabi Svine Nami Ha'ika B'Kiyas Dogim. What are you saying that you should say good aches? Rav Nachman is right, but there's also a B'Kiyas, there's a B'Kiyas Dogim. Omalei B'Kiyas Dogim Lo Yishmei B'Kiyas. B'Kiyas Dogim is not Soisel the Halacha of good aches. And Rashi says because we don't see with Hashem Nirim. So therefore they were makel by Bekiyas Dogim. How do we know that there's a kule by Bekiyas Dogim? The boy minei rab tavla mei rav mechitza tluye ma'a shetate b'chulbe ba'om alei ein mechitza tluye ma'teres elo b'mayim. We're only makel with a mechitza tluye b'mayim kalu sheikilu chachomim b'mayim. And the case of Mayim is by Gzustero also, as Rashi said. Vamay ho'iko b'kiyas dogim, elashma mino b'kiyas dogim, leishmo b'kiyem. So, hey, it will come out of Maskonis, a Gemara is that Abaye is tining, that Rav Hun is wrong, Beitzos of the Meshon should be a reshus ha'yochid al tzalocha of good aches. Now, let us see the Rashi that we had skipped over yesterday. That's Rashi and the Tapkuf Aleph Amud Beis. The Dibur HaMaschel Ha'ika B'Kiyas Dogim Kach Nireh Shite Zu Be'Eina V'Amashe Pirshu Rabbi Sai Tomeisi. He says, now Rashi brings down a pshat of his Rebbe's. Rashi wonders how they could have said such a pshat. Shehen Pirshu Dahai Midi Irye. Rashi had said pshat that the Midi Irye was a hemshech of Divrei Abaye. That Abaye first brought a raya, you do say good aches, a raya from Omud. Ah, you brought a raya, the Chachamim, a choylik, By Traskel, mit der Irie, it's not Zustell, because Traskel is Bekiyas Gdiyim. So when it's Bekiyas Gdiyim, then you don't say good aches. Shehem Pirshu, but Rashi's Rebbe said that that Midi'iriya was not a hemshech of Divrei Abaye. No, it was what Rabbi Yosef answered Abaye. Dahai Midi'iriya hosom mishum dahavlai mechitze shagdiyim boikimbo. Rabbi Yosef komahadalai la Abaye hochi. Abaye had only asked Rabbi Yosef one kasha. Yes, Rabbi Yosef, how could you say the chachomim achaylik? And no one holds good aches, the chachomim achaylik Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda. I'll bring you a raya by Omud, shekotzer shaloi gavoya, that the kotzer is gimel, and you see there you do say good aches. So Rabbi Yosef answered Abaye, midi irye, you're bringing a raya from Omud. Hach da omud le da hoche, hoso mishum da have mechitze shagdiyim boikim bo. A omud is a mechitze shagdiyim boikim bo. So therefore, since is gdiyim boikim bo, utzrichen le good aches, so therefore you have to say good aches. Hilke chamrinen bo good aches. Heises, so the Rebbe's of Rashi learned, psmamish asvora afuche, that when do you say good aches? When it's gediyim boikimbo. Aval gabi svine de leke beki is gediyim. There is no gediyim. Loyim rinin good aches. So the way Rashi learned shat in the Gemara, so the maskonis a Gemara is that Rav Yosef tainid that Rav Huna is right. By svine you can't say good aches. Why? Because when do you say good aches? Only when there's bekiyas gdiyim. Aber by svine, that is no bekiyas gdiyim, so they don't say good aches. V'tomeisi im omru rabbi saikei. So Rashi wonders if his rebbes could have said such a pshat. The efshelo imroi, it's not to be said. The bepeire kame deirevin. Betrei duchte omrinen, bekies gediem, leikuvi good aches, de loy leimre be mechitzet luye. The Gemara in Erevin says bekies gediem is a reason not to say good aches. Says abchin av osu gediem amavatli mechitzte. Vahoche, and here they say, absapun verkehrte svore. Heich omrinen de mahani gabi good aches verkehrte. This is a reason. By Omud, you'll say good aches, because there's gdiyim. But by Svina, you won't say good aches, because there's no gdiyim. How could you say such a thing? Boy, my duch keide Rav Yosef lishnuyei hochi. Neim olei, omoni Rav Yosef, Rav Yehudi. Why didn't Rav Yosef tell him, you brought a raya from Omud? So what did Rabbi Yosef answer him? Rabbi Yosef answered him that Omud, you know why you say good aches? Because there is bekiyas gdiyim. So that's why you say good aches. Now, a fellow will buy such a svara that bekiyas gdiyim is a sibet to say good aches. But we see it still a machloikis by Traskel between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehud and the Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon don't hold this svara. So Al Kolchoch, noch the ganze lomdes of Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi Yosef is explaining, why do you say good aches by Omud because of Bekiyas Gdiyim? This is only a svara according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. But his whole shtick teir that the Rabbon Achel Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is zicher good over here. The Rabbon and zicher. What did he say before? When Rav Nachman asked the kash of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yosef said, good, that's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, but the Chachamim Achayli. So now, when Abaye is asking a kash of an Omud, so it the same teretz applies, the same teretz, this is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Chachamim Zichah don't hold this svara that when there is Bekiyas Gdiyim, you say good aches, because by Traskel there is Bekiyas Gdiyim, you don't say good aches. So was da wir sagen, Lomdes, let him say his old parents. Weid mei duchki, der Rav Yosef, der Schnee, der Jochi. Gat vakel, you only say when this Beki is Gediyam, and here Beki is Dogim is different. Neim olay amoni Rav Yosef, Rav Yehudi. Vabai yegufa mei moisim leiva at loy tizbere. Ovadi Rav Yosef, Rav Yehudi. Doch azinen, doch achomim, poitrin, gabi traskel. Ela kocho chai mi di irye maskone de milsa da baye hi so de rashish pshat is emes le meime de rabonan kamri lod le domi le traskel ela le svine. So therefore fakert abaye said it that fakert you can't stel zu traskel, this is doime le svine because here there's no bekiyas gedin. Let us see Taisvitz. Taisva says, V'yesh b'kotzer sheloi gimel. Perish b'kunteris. Now, we hear this halacha that an omud gavoya yud, V'yesh b'kotzer sheloi gimel. So, on top of the omud, you say that it is a din of reshus hayochid. And the only reason you could say this is the Gemara wanted to say, because you hold good aches. Peirish bekunteris. Now, what is the taitch v'yesh bekotzer sheloi gimel? Are we speaking about the height of the kotzer, or are we speaking about the reichev of the kotzer? Peirish bekunteris, govoya gimel min haoretz. Rashi says we are speaking about the height of the kotzer. So Taisus understood pshat and Rashi. So if we are speaking about the height of the kotzer, what is the reichav of the kotzer? The Baraisa doesn't mention the reichav of the kotzer. So the reichav of the kotzer, for all practical purposes, could be very thin. V'koshe de'im hu dak harbe kemoikone, if the Baraisa only specified the height of the kotzer, did not specify the reichav of the kotzer, so it could be very thin. Havikemai traskel. So what is different, the omud, than traskel? Umevatli bekiyas gdiyim godache. So just like it's three tvachim tall, so memele, so a gdi can go underneath it. And it is very thin, so memele, there's plenty of space for a gdi to go underneath it. So memele, what is taka the difference between omud, Gavoya yud v'kotzer shaloi, gavoya gimel, then a traskel. Gdiim go underneath it, and there's plenty of space for the gdi to go underneath it. That is Taisvus Kasha on Rashi. The Magen Shloimeh wants to say that Emes and Rashi never meant this. And the Magen Shloimeh explains, we have to look in the Lashon of the Baraisa. Omud Bershus Arabim Gavoya Asora Verochav Dalet. So that's speaking about the dimensions of the Omud. Ve'ein Ve'ikroi Dalet. Now it says, now it's speaking about the Reichev of the Iker. Ve'ein Ve'ikroi Dalet. Ve'yesh Be'kotzer Shaloi Gimel. So the Iker and the Kotzer is the same thing. So it says, it's speaking about two, so what is the kefal aloshin? Ve'ein be'ikrei dalid, v'yesh be'kotzer shaloi gimel. So the Magen Shloimeh says that Rashi learned pshat, that ve'ein be'ikrei dalid means that it is less than dalid. The ikr is not dalid. It's a mashu less than dalid. So you have to say good achis already. V'yesh be'kotzer shaloi gimel. And what is the goiva? The goiva is gimel. So you can't say lo, but you have to say good achis. But he said, Fakert, Rashi also learned like Taisvus, that the Iker is pretty thick. It's even thicker the way Taisvus made it. Taisvus made the Iker should be three tvachim thick. Rashi learned it's even more than three tvachim. It's less than Dalit. That's all what it is. Ve'ein b'ikrei Dalit. V'yesh b'kotzer shaloi gimel. So Rashi explained, Ve'ein b'ikrei Dalit is speaking about the Reichev. So V'yesh b'kotzer shaloi gimel is speaking about the Goiva. So Al Kaponim, that's how the Magen Shloimeh wants to say, that Taisvus misunderstood Rashi. Rashi never meant to say that this, the Braise is not speaking about the dimensions of the Reichev of the Iker. Adarab, the Braise said, Ve'ein Ve'iker Shaloi Dal, that's a little less than Dal. Taisvis understood that Rashi only learned that the Baraisa is speaking about the goiva of the Iker, is at all not speaking about the Reichev of the Iker. The Ritva understood also this Pshat in Rashi, but he says there's a difference between a Kone and this Iker. A Kone, he says, is less than a Tefach, and therefore there's place for Gediyim to go. And here this Iker is a little more than a Tefach, so it is inconvenient for Gediyim to go through, since they have less than 3 Tfachim in the Reichev Al-Kaponim to go there, so they won't go underneath this Omid. That's what the Ritva says in Rashi, and the Rabbi Magid also seems to say the same thing. Now, how they got to these dimensions, that the Kone is less than a Tefach, and here they're speaking about it, it is at least more than a Tefach, they got it from the Shinui HaLashonis. Here by Traskel it is called Kone, and here it is called the Omud. This is the Iker of the Yomud, the Kotzer of the Yomud, but it still is a shame Omud. So I think that's how they got these dimensions. A Kone is less than a Tefach, so there is plenty of space for Gdim to be Boikeya. In an Omud, Vinishvi, it's Kotzer, it's Iker, but it still is a shame Omud, so it has to have at least a Reichev of a Tefach. V'nire l'ri, but the Ri, again, does not like Rashi Pshat. The high bekotzer shaloi gimel, hainu sheyesh ba'oivi hakotzer gimel. The Baraisa is not speaking about the goiva of the kotzer. The Baraisa is speaking about the oivi of the kotzer. The kivin sheyesh ba'oivi hakotzer gimel, ulemala rochev dolet shaykh be'godaches. They're speaking about that the oivi of the kotzer is gimel. The Ritva says a pesachosvara why it has to be gimel, that the yisod should be a pesachoshev reichev. But the oivi of the kotzer is gimel. But the Ritva brings down that pshat in Tosfos is that the oivi of the kotzer is gimel, and the goiva of the kotzer is poches mi gimel. No. Why? We'll see in a minute. Because v'kel the Baraisa only spoke about the oivi. So the kotzer is speaking about, as they bring that the Rashi said the goiva of the kotzer is gimel. That's what the Baraisa is speaking about. The Ri said no. The Baraisa is speaking about the oivi of the kotzer, and the goiva of the kotzer is less than gimel. Ad kan divrei haritve. Now the Chiddush Yaran also brings this down, that that's pshat in the Ri, that the oivi of the kotzer is gimel, and the goiva is less than gimel. But the Chiddush Yaran is a very pertinent kasha, shemesh shemaim. If it is less than gimel, so you say lavut. Rashi spoke this out. When Rashi said that the goiva of the kotzer is gimel, is because the Gemara wants to prove you say gudaches. So that's why the goiva has to be gimel. If it is less than gimel, you'll say lavut. So what's the Rashi say gudaches? So you have to say that the goiva is gimel. And the Ri comes and says that the goiva is poches mi gimel. So the Chiddush Yaran asks this kasha on the Ri. And he says, amu'uyim de keteretz. So what does the Chiddush Yaran say? The Chiddush Yaran says, he says, you know, if you would say lavut, it wouldn't become a reshus ayochid. Why? Because you would, by lavut, you bring the kalke to the amud, and you only have an amud of 7 in the mashu tvachim. Lavut won't help the situation over here. So memele, so it becomes an amud yud, so hakochi say godachis. Lavut would bring it together, but lavut would not fill it up. Ad kan divrei haran. But achsemir deran is a mu'uyim de kechidish. And there's l'chayra gemara in suke that says faker. The gemara in suke, and daf yudzayin amit beis, says that a person can make a mechitza of a suke with a machzeles dalet umashu. You take a machzeles dalet umashu and you put it toich gimel to the schach, and toich gimel to the oretz, and you have a doifen. So steht doch klar in der Gemara, that love or the snapshot, you squash it together. Love you can fill up also. You need a mechitza yud by sukkah. So I don't know pshat in the ran. But al kaponim, this is a ran in a ritva that I say pshat in the ri, that it is speaking about that the kotzer is poches migimul, and somehow love doesn't work, and the only way the omid will become a rishus ayochid is through godaches. Ubeno teimre, the boy minei rav tablo. The Gemara says, how do you know that bekiyas dogim is loishmo bekiyah? The boy minei rav tablo. Min teimre, amai loi poshet fei mimas nisen, the keitzed mishtatvim. It's enough in the Mishnah that you say godaches by water. Gzustere shilamayla min amayim. The Mishnah be mechitzed de lamayla. I would know that the God is speaking about Mayim. I would think maybe if it's a mechitza yud by everything it helps. That means if we wouldn't have the school of Mayim, we would not say good ach. Now we're in a new sugya. We had in the Mishnah two halachas. We'll go back to the Mishnah a minute. Sfinais, kshurais, zubazu. You have two sfinis that one is tied to the other. Metaltalin, mizulazu. So one is permitted to carry from one to the other. In einang kshurais. What if they are not tied together, these two ships? Afal pi shemu kofois, even though one is next to the other, but they're not tied, ein metaltalin mizulizu. So then the halacha is that one is not permitted to be metaltal from one sfina to the other. Zok the Gemara, sfina is kshurais. Rek the Gemara, so the while we're going to learn Rashi, the Gemara learned now that these two sfinas belong to one person. And if they are tied together, so doch gewaldig. So you're walking from one sfina to the other sfina. You're walking in both reshus ayochid, sfinas are reshus ayochid. Both of them belong to one bailam. So versteht sich, you're allowed to be metaltal from one to the other. Pshite, omarove loinitzcho elalahater bitzis shebeineye. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi pshita de metaltalin. What is the chiddush? Loi nitzrecha metaltalin de mesnisin hella letaltal mizu lezu derech bitzis ktano shebein shtei hagdoilis. The picture that isn't the Perish Chai, I think is not too accurate. So let us see Rashi. Loi nitzrecha metaltal in the masnissen. Elol letaltal. That what the Mishnah says. If the svina is akshurais, metaltal in mizu lezu, derech bitzis ktano. You're metaltal to an intermediary, to the bitzis. Shebein shtei agdoiles. The bitzis that is shtei agdoiles. So what is the chiddush? Va'af al pi she'ein akshura. Even though the bitzis is not Kshura to the two ships. Niteres ayidei kshira shtayim achitzoinis. But since the outer ships are tied, v'loi chayshinon. So memela, so this is more or less, this bitzis is more or less cramped between the two outer ships. V'loi chayshinon dilma mishtaklo mi beinayu. So I'm not afraid that the bitzis might separate between the two outer ships, v'mikometaltal, and then I'll be carrying derech avikamalist. If I'll be, so the chiddush of the Mishnah is that he's barat to be metaltal from ship Aleph to ship Beis al yidei abitzis. That he first takes on the ship Aleph to the bitzis, from the bitzis to the ship Beis, and we're not afraid that this will become minutik from the two ships, and in order for be metaltal to both ships, it'll be maver over a kamalis. And the ketach shash of kamalis is very shchiach, because the Mephoshim say three tvachim does never teres kamlus. It's not mamish close together. It has to be four tvachim wide in order that sheva teres kamlus between the two ships. So memele, it's not mamish together side by side. So make a mistake between three tvachim or four tvachim. And if it's not tight, so memele, so it's a gewaldic chiddush that through the bitzis, I'm not chayish that'll become mishtakel mi beinayu. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Omalei Rav Safre, Moshe, Shape, Kamret, Metaltel, Mizule, Zutna. So there's a machlokes harishonim, how to put how to say pshat in Moshe, Shape, Kamret. Moshe, Kloima, Rabbeinu, Bedeiroi, Ke Moshe, Bedeiroi. Shape, Kamret, Bitmi, you're saying that's pshat in the Mishnah, I ask you. Mizule, Zutna. Mashme she'ein acheres mafsekes likones bo ha-metaltel hazeh. You're saying metaltelim that the person who's carrying it goes from the ship to the bitzis to the ship. Abo the mishne mizul zutnan mashme she'ein acheres mafsekes likones bo ha-metaltel hazeh. There's not another ship that the metaltel goes in order to get to the second ship. He goes directly from the first ship to the second ship. So the way Rashi learns pshat, so if we're going to say now a new pshat in the Mishnah, so it comes out lahaloche, we don't paskin like this pshat. I mean, there's no raya to this pshat that a bitzis is mutter. Other Rishonim learn pshat, Moshe shape kamrit in lom desoks to zer good. I mean, the haloche that you're saying is taki good, but the Mishnah doesn't fit in. So memela, so then it comes out according to this pshat that la locha bitzis is mutter. You're right. Oh, but that's not pshat in the Mishnah. This is the machlokes harishonim, if we pask la locha, if a bitzis is mutter or not. Yeah. Elo omar Rav Safre. So Rav Safre said that, elo omar Rav Safre le nitzrcho elo la arei u le taltel mizu lezu. The chiddush of the Mishnah is ba'afilu shtei hasfinis l'shnei b'nei odo she'tzrichen la'are ma'arvin u'metaltla. The chiddush is that it's speaking about ships that belong to two different people, and you have to make an eruv chatzeres. You have to make eruv chatzeres. And the chiddush is that you can make an eruv echatzeres. What is the chiddush? The chiddush is, the Tosfos Rosh says it a little clearer what the chiddush is. The salke daitach de loitiknu chachomim eruv elo bebotim hakvuyim ze eitzel ze. The whole lomdus of eruv echatzeres is only exists when you have botim that the kabua zeitzel ze. So in Lomdish you could say they're one big dire. So memela, then they made an eruv chatzeres. Avos svinois she'oim dois liois nifrodois zumizu. That means this is two dires which are oimet to be nifrod. That's a pas bechlaunish to make an eruv chatzeres on these svinois, because when they be nifrod and there'll be a kamelis bintayim, you can't make an eruv chatzeres, because you can't carry from one to the other. There's a reshus issa bintayim. So memelo no grad, now they decided to tie the two ships together. So I would think such an oifen adire, they were bechlaitiknu chachomim letaltel on aide erev. They didn't make an eruv chatzeres on such diris which yisod anat kavua in our oimidli porei. So that is the chiddush of our Mishnah. Not true. Now they're together. Now in the itztikik matzev, past our inyan of eruv chatzeres. So they were mesaken eruv chatzeres. So that is the chiddush. Like nitzra, that is the chiddush. So the Mishnah is speaking about that. The Mishnah is speaking about that you have two svinis of two different people. So if the kshura is in the matzev that they are now, they are roi to be ma'arev, so chazal wa mesaken an erev, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And what is the Sefer telling us? The Sefer is telling us, if they're not mekushoris, even though lamaisa the smuches and erev will not help, chazal will not soimach on this matzev, since this matzev is all to change, it's olu that they should be separated one from the other since they're not kshurish, so lemaisa, so v'lo now an erev doesn't help. So that is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is telling us hilchis eruvei chatzeres besfinis. Zogt die Gemara weiter, uche des Anje, we learned that bereise. Sfinois, kshurois, zu, bazu, ma'arvin. See, enough in the bereise that says this halacha. If Svinay shall shnei b'nei odom kshur zu bezu ma'arvin u'metaltel mizu lezu, you'll have to care from one to the other. Nifsiku, what happens if it nifsiku, if the kesha became torn? Nesful. So now it's also. Now there's a kambalist bin taim, so you can't have any musig of an eruvi chatzeres. Nesful. Chozru v'nikshiru. What happens if they were tied again in Shabbos? Bein shoygigin, bein mizidin, bein anusin, bein mutoin. However, whatever the siba was that they were tied together, chozru lehateiren horish. So now that they're tied again, so the eruvi chatzeres will again be allowed to work, even though in the matzah when they were nifrod, the erev was bottled, but now it's chozru v'nikshiru, so it works again. Zot Rashi, nifsiku, bottle ha'ere. Now the ere doesn't work, mit neish and nifrodosh. Because there's a kamalus that's mafred ben tayin. Shoigigim, now they tied the ships together, shigigis shabbos, or shigigis malochais, utoim, misaskim bedover ocha, ocha lekoishroi v'nikshir zeh. That means even though there wasn't kavona bechlal to be mikasha, the two ships, but the Mekusha. And that Mutoyim Dachsim is not a Chiddush in Israel. Dachsim and Mutoyim is a Chiddush in Mekusha. That if it's Mekusha, even though it was tied unintentionally without an intent to tie, but if it's Mekusha, it's Mekusha. So the Erev will work again. V'chein, another, the Baraisis is another loche. Machzolois, ha'prusois ma'arvin u'metaltlin mizulizu. V'chein machzolois ha'prusois. You have machzolois that was spread out. Ma'arvin u'metaltlin mizulizu. Let us see Rashi. What is this case speaking about? Machzolois ha'prusois. Machzolois were spread out. Mats were spread out. V'osu mechitzois ha'arvin. They made a lot of mechitzes. The mechitzes accomplished that they are mugbul, mugder mereshus harabim, and each one is mugbul from the other one. Each one has his own reshus. Va'osu mechitzes harbe, v'shavsu yechidim behem, zebazu, v'zebazu. So there was a lot of people that made different reshuyes ha'idei ha'machzolis. So memele, so what happened? Is ma'arvin, if they want, they can make an eruv chatzeres between themselves now. U'metaltlin mizulizu. Niglalu, what happens if the outside mechitze got rolled up? So now they are pasuach l'rshus harabim. So nesru. So now they can't be metaltl l'rshus harab. Chozru v'nifrishu. What happens now? They spread it back again. These machzolis hachitzoynis, bein shaygigim, bein mezidim, bein enusim, bein mutoim, chozru l'teiren orishin. So we're back where we started from. So metoris l'talpo bein zulizu. And the baraisa continues: shekol mechitze shenasa b'shabbes. Every mechitze that's nasa b'shabbes, bein b'shaygig, bein b'mezid, shmo mechitze. So Mela gave Megonishton how this mechitza was made, but now that it's made, so we have a mechitza. Frek the Gemara Eini, v'ha'omar Rav Nachman lo yishonu elo lizrik. Rav Nachman said a mechitza that was made in Shabbos has a teiris mechitza l'chumre, that if you throw into it from a reshus harabim, that's a reshus hayochid in your chayim. Avol taltel also, But there should have a Teiris Mechitza to be Mater Tiltzel, and it was made in Shabbos. Rav Nachman says that's not true. A Mechitza that was made in Shabbos is only a Mechitza L'chumre. That if a person is Zayrik L'Seicha Yishchai, but it's not a Mechitza L'kula. And for the Gemara, ki itmer, the Rav Nachman amazed it. That what Rav Nachman said, that a mechitza that was made in Shabbos is a mechitza lechumre and not lekule, that is dafke if he made the mechitza b'meize. So they counseled him that he shouldn't derive benefit from the mechitza. And what should be, it's not matter tiltel. But if it was made b'shoigig, so then it is matter tiltel also. So we have here a problem. The Bereise says, Ben Beshoiging, Ben Bemezid. No, here the Bereise says, Chozo Venifreshu, Ben Shoiging, Ben Mezidim. Chozo Leteira Norisha. So this is a problem. So let us see what Rashi does to solve this problem. So Rashi, Loi Shonu Dishmo Mechitza, Rav Nachman said, that what a Mechitza is made, Bishabbos, it is a Teiris Mechitza, El Elizrei. Lechayev hazoyrek mitoichol shusarab moy lahepach. Lechumar ez ateiris mechitza avo letaltol. Yesmuto letaltol besoicho oso midivrayem. But that, it's oso midirabonom. So the Gemara says, amazed it. Rav Nachman only spoke about that if the mechitza was made amazed, umishum knosa. So now Rashi says like this. Udiktoni mas nisen, chosru leheteren horishen, hashoigegin, vanusin, vamutoinkoi. That's the three cases of chosru leheteren horishen. Vechiktoni mezidin. Now the Bereise says mezidin. So let us look again in the Bereise. Mechzolis aprusis ma'arvin. After the Pusas, Ma'alvin, and Metalta, Mezulazu, Niglulu, Nesru, Chazal, Divrisho, Ben Shaking, Ben Mezidim, Ben Anus, Ben Meton, Chazal, Ateiran, Arishin. So that's one aloche of Chazal, Ateiran. And then the Bereise says, Shekol Mechitza Shanasa, Bishabes, Shekol Mechitza Shanasa, Bishabes, Ben Bishoigig, Ben Bemezid, Shmo Mechitza. So Rashi says that the Mezidim is going on the second aloch, that is a Teiris Mechitze, not on the heter of Chosru L'Teiron Arishin, which is L'Cheira Big Deichik. Amazed it, so what does Rashi say Nochamol? Omishum Knosser, Obed Udik Toni Masnis in Chosru L'Teiron Arishin, Ashoigigin, Vanusim, Vamutoinkoi. V'chik toni meizidin ashmo mechitzakoi v'lizroi kirav nach. Let us see Taisvis. Zog Taisvis pshite omarove loy nitzlach. So hashte sal kedaitoch de mayri sheshtei asfinei shal odomecha. The havamin of the Gemara is that the sfine, both sfines belong to one person. That's why the Gemara asks Pshite. If the both Sfinas belong to one person and they're tied together, as Pshite can carry from one to the other. Now let's understand the Sefer. What's wrong over there? What is wrong over there already? It's now the Mukafis. One is next to the other. So what is the problem? So the Taisa says the Gzeira. They were Geizer, Shemo Yipel Achefetz Alamayim. Maybe if he's going to throw over from one ship to the other ship, Shemo Yipel Achefetz Alamayim. Now let us again be Megashim. Mukofes and Kshuris as Ami Mamach is touching, as long as there's a three Tvachim till less than Dalat Tvachim, that's called Mekofais. It's not Kamlas Bentai. So it's Mutter. Aber Shema Yipol HaChefetz El HaMayim, maybe it's going to spread out. Mekofais, there's nothing holding it together. Shema Yipol HaChefetz El HaMayim. ומטלפל מרשוס היוחד לקרמלס. So he's being metalful mishus ayochid lekarmelis. So the Liyarabe says pshat in this taisvis, the Masha Butchitzik, but the Liyarabe says pshat in this taisvis as follows, that umetalful means that by throwing, since it is very olu, that it can give a lurk, the two ships, so by throwing, it's very olu that it'll throw into the water. So umetaltol, so therefore he is metaltol mishusayochid lekarmelis. The throwing alone is a tiltol mishusayochid lekarmelis. So he might come and throw into a karmelis. And another thing, va'osil asuye. And then there's another shot. He might go and if it's in there and it's a choshev azach, he might go and take it out. So then it'll be taken out from a karmelis to shusayochid. Aver gav de la el gabi beis batim le gazrin en dulma osi lasuye. The Gemara says, if you have two batim that belong to the same person, and you throw the maila miyut over a reshus harab, so fakert it is mutter, we only have a machlikas rav ishmul if the two batim were not on the same level. One was tall and one was short, and the maila yet have a good aim. Then there's a machlokes Rav Shmuel. But two batim the same level, you're allowed to throw? Like Gazrin and Dilme, perhaps Dilme Nofel v'osi lasuya would be better. The Rosh is Dilme Nofel. They were not geyser. So why all of a sudden here should would be geyser? Hoche besvinis like kriyi ika lemigzer tvei. Here, svin is unpredictable. It's dependent on the water, and it can give a lurk, and the fountain gets mufrit. So memele, so here, if it's not tied together, Chazal asel to throw one from the other. So that's why the Sefer was very good, but the Kashi was the Reish. The Reish is not Poshe. Pashteitzach, if the two Svinis belong to one person, they're tied together, so why can't you throw from one to the other? That was the Gemara's Kashi Pshita. Ubasik, le nitzcha elo la arev u letalp. The chiddush is that you can make an erev. Ukamash malon, the erev mahani besvinis, l'chad is the same chiddush we mentioned before from the Taisus Arash, afar pi she'ein kvu isham, this al-kadayat arkivin she'ein asid isli isham la yahana erev, chazal we're only misakin erev in fodiris kvu is, but this is unpredictable, now it's tied and it won't be tied. Kamash Malon the Mahan. That is so more or less the way Rashi learned Pshat in the that was the Havamin and that's the Maskon. Yeah. Va'id meforish. The Mikore Nami have Airi Bisfine Shal Shnei B'nei Yoda. Now the Ri wants to say that the Gemara always knew that the Mishnah is speaking about Svine Shal Shnei B'nei Yoda. Vayidei Erev Koma the Metalpum Yizulizu Vatulochi Porev Shita the Mani Erev. The Gemara wasn't noches to this Svara that only when Mesaken and Erev by Diris Kvu is, and this is not Kvu. No, the Gemara, that if it's now, if it's Mekusha and you can carry from one to the other, the Zichol Mesaken Eruv Yichatzeres, and on that the Gemara is Sarkas the Pshita the Mahani Erev. Ulohochi Kshein Kshuris Ein Metalpulin Le Mahani Yosem Erev. Okay, so it's good. So now the safe is gold, but after the ganze garachke, that maybe it might fall and he'll miss and he won't throw good, and we have to be mechalik between the batim. Now it's go push it. Now that speaking about shtei svinish or shnei b'nei odom, so memele, so the safe is telling us, even though they made an erev, and even though now they're close, but an erev does not help, and two svinish that there's no insurance they're going to remain close together. Since any minute the they might become mufsik one from the other, so an erev now doesn't help. So the sefer is a gewaldike chiddush. But the gemara is a kash, but the reish is shver. So what's the chiddush of the reish? But if it's tied, so machoser kan. Why? Well, it's poshut that it should be good. Umasik loynitzcha elo la'arev letalto. So that was Peter. Afilo nivsiku. Even the Chazru and Niskashru Uche Desanya. So the Chiddush is not that an Erev held, but the Chiddush is that even though they separate, and there was a matzav of Nisbatel Ha'erev, Afal Pikein, if they got tied together, is it becomes Chayzev and Yad Erev. That is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Nivsiku Nesel. The Taisves Vleidomi Le'erev Derech HaPesach. What is the halacha? If a person made an Erev Derech HaPesach V'nistam. Erev Derech HaPesach V'nistam means as follows. You had here two Chatzeres. You had Chatzer Aleph on the right side, Chatzer Beis on the left side. And you have a kaisel in between. Now, if you have a kaisel in between, so you cannot be ma'arif together because these two chatzeres are muvdal. Now, there was a Pesach. There was a Pesach right over here. And this Pesach, there was some mele, you could go from one chatzer to the other chatzer. So since you could go from one chatzer to the other chatzer, so these two chatzeres can be ma'arif biyachat. They can be ma'arif biyachat. Without this Pesach, they couldn't be Ma'ariv. But now they gave a Pesach, they could be Ma'ariv. So they were Ma'ariv. They made an became Nista. A wall fell in, and this Pesach became Nista. So now, the Matzev, the way the Chotzer is now, if it would have been like this Erev Shabbos, you could not make an Erev. Since you don't have a Knisa from one Chotzer to the other Chotzer, you cannot make an Erev. But now the shaila is, let's say there's small cracks in the walls, and they want to hand over from one chazah to the other chazah. They want to do this. Now these cracks are not sufficient to make an erev. You couldn't make an erev without these cracks. But Lamai said the erev was made. The Pesach is not here anymore. That made us able to make the erev. So what is the din? So lachayre taisus was medame. So this is lachayre, similar to our gemara. Our Gemara, the only way you could be make an Erev between the two Sfinis, if they're Mekusha. It says, if what happens, that's the Matir to make an Erev. What if it became, the Kesher became Ois Kesher, so finished, Ois Erev. So L'Cheira, the Din should have been the same thing over there. If the only Matir to make the Erev is the Pesach, so if the Pesach became Nistam, it should become Ois Erev. But let us see the Gemara Erev, and the Gemara Erev does not say this. Nivsikul Nesl. Rektach Taisvis, Vleidomi Le'erev Derech HaPesach. If a person made an Erev, that the whole head of the Erev was because you could go through the Pesach from one Chatzah to the other Chatzah. V'nistam. Da'omar Ravun, Ev Rav Yudah B'Sefer, Kama the Erev in the Shabbos. Hoyol, the Shabbos, Hoyol, V'Hutro, Hutro. He says, since the Erev was Chal, and the Erev was matter till from one chotzer to the other chotzer. See, even though now we don't have the tnoyim that would enable us to make an Erev, but since the Erev was chal, so forget about it. You don't need the tnoyim anymore. The Shabbos, hoyel v'hutra, utra, I made an Erev chatzeres, it was matter till, it's mutter already. So the Melech of Taisvis asks, I was Taisvis, say also the same thing over here. He made an Erev chatzeres when it was Mekusha. So Mele, even though it's not Mekusher now, but let the Erev help. The Hochi, so Taisa says, even the Nivsiku, since the Kesher Toh, Havi Ki Ilu, Havi Rishus HaRabim Binei. So now it is Ki Ilu, there's Rishus HaRabim Binei. Now that's what Taisa is saying, Amore Dike Chiddush. That Taisa is saying, know what Nivsiku means? Nivsiku means that the Kesher is torn. There's still one next to the other. But it's Nivsiku. So Nivsiku is perhaps not a matzev to be matter to make an Erev. It's not an ideal matzev, since it's a potential pirud bein asfinis. But if the Erev was made, and they're still close together, and good, it's not an ideal situation. So Nistimo HaPesach is also not an ideal situation. Aval Pikin, we have a lomdis of Shabbos, oil v'hutra hutra. So Taisa says, no, Nivsik is a different ball game already. Have ki'ilu ave rishus harabim b'nei. That means, that when it's Nivsik, so we're done, ki'ilu, there's a rishus harabim, there's a really a kamalus b'nei. So memele, so if there's a kamlas b'neim, these two chatzeres cannot become urabon with the other. Over there by the chotzer, it is one rishus ayochid. It could be in your side one rishus. Now you can't, there's a tanaya v'eirev, you have to be able to get from one to the other. So it's nistama pesa, but they're not moved though. It's not called, it's not a rishus, there's not a rishus, a rishus arabim bin time, or a kamlas bin time. Here nifziku as avakilu av rishus arabim b'neim, and by this you do not say Shabbos hayel v'utra utra. And Taisus gives a moshul. V'im irvu gimel batel. If there were three houses, one next to the other. V'in nofalem tzoy. In the middle house, became demolished in the middle of Shabbos. V'nasa rishus arabim. Is pshitet lemrin en hayel v'utra utra. I mean, Taisus is giving a moshul. So meila nifziku. Nifzika kesha is ke'ilu that, it's ke'ilu that it was, the Rishus Arabim in time, so the Meile Nes. Ki itmer der Rav Nachman, amazed itmer. So the Gemara answered, ki itmer der Rav Nachman, amazed it. The Rav Nachman that says, that it is only a mechitza lizroi, and not a mechitza lahatir, amazed it. Chaktoisves, ho diktoni chosru le teiren orishin. This was the, it says in the Barais, chosru teiren orishin, ah bemezed, and the mezed also says, leile gamri chosru le teiren orishin le talpo. Doesn't mean le teiren orishin takabi muta, al dahavi rishus ayochi di erais. It means before it was a Rishus Arab. Before it was a Rishus Arab, so now it became a Rishus Ayochid the Yerais. But a Teiran you have to take with a grain of salt. For me, Svinois lo yose shapir. By Svinois, it doesn't, the me, Svinois lo yose shapir. Why? The Beloy Chosru v'niskashra of Rishus Ayochid the Yerais. Here, Bishloime, over here we can say Chazul Ateira Rishin means it became back a Rishus Hayochid. I mean, Ateira is a Rishus Hayochid. I mean, the Rabbanon, you know, to be metalzula, but it's, so Chazul Ateira no Rishin means, I mean, Ateira, it's Mutter, the Rabbanon Asur. Well, we have a head, there's a head of the Araisa that's Mata Tupu. When it was Niglalu, it was a Rishus Arabim. Now it became Chazul Ateira Rishin, became Rishus Hayochid, I mean, Ateira. But the Rabbanu wa machmin alat vi metalpa. So this is a halbitzah. O miyu asfines le osi shaper. But the sfines we're talking about, the sfines wa rishus ayochid, filo without the kesha. So the whole meduba we're speaking about the din da Rabbanon. We're speaking about the din da Rabbanon to be matter to from one sfine to the other sfine. Duch nikshiru, and if Rav Nachman said, that they cancelled a kshira that was done by mezid, it shouldn't be matter. So lechayre by svinis is shver, by svinis lo yos is shaper. The beloy chosru v'niskashra v'rishus ayochi de'raise. So the whole inyin is that it should become mutter l'talto. Rav Nachman says that the mezid, they cancelled that the a pula by mezid does not shaper heter tot. Rabbi Netam meforesh the chozru l'teira norishin afilu amezid. Rabbi Netam says there's no problem. Chozru l'teira norishin is going afilu amezid, and we don't have to worry about Rav Nachman. The Rav Nachman, the Oma, the bemezid lehavi mechitze elo lizrek v'loy letalto. Rav Nachman said, a mechitza that was made by mezid will not be matter till for me the Rabbono. Hainu, Rav Nachman is speaking about one thing, and these Baraisis are speaking about another thing. Rav Nachman is speaking about, Hainu, shal yedei ha mechitza nasa rishus hayoch. If this mechitza was matter till for me na teire, that means he had a rishus harab. You would have the diagram of Rashi, that there was a Rishus Arabim. and a person would spread out a machzelus around himself to make it ois reshus haram, to make it a reshus hayochid. If this would be done in Shabbat, so memele, so it would not be matter to it. Why? Because this mechitze wants to be matter tiltul that was be till now awesome in a teire. So mi the rabbonon, since this mechitze was made bemezid, it will not be matter tiltul. Shayidei mechitze nasa rishus hayoch. Avol, sfinas. Let's go by sfinas. That bechlal, the asiyah that he did was not matter bechlal aniso deraisa. The belav ochi havu rishus hayoch. Without being kosher, the two sfinas, it's also rishus hayoch. Ki koshu, so if he tied it afilu mezid, shori letalto. He's also permitted to be metalto. He says, so what is the Rabbeinu Tam saying? The Rabbeinu Tam is saying that Rav Nachman only said if the mechitze is mater and iser the eraisa of tiltul and it was done by mezid, so the Chazal said that we are midarabona, we're not mater tiltul. But if the mechitze is only mater and iser the rabbonon shel tiltul, that means without this mechitze, without this pool, it also will be mutam in ateret metaltul. The whole midubar is only an Isser Darabonon, by an Isser Darabonon, afilu b'meizid, it will be matatut. U'machtzolois apusois v'rshus ha-yochid ha-iri, v'rshus ha-yochid ha-iri. The machtzolois apusois, these machtzolois, that the Baraisa is speaking about, v'chein machtzolois apusois, Ma'arvin u'metalplin mizulezu. So this is speaking about as follows. Not like Rashi's case, that these machzolis made a reshus ayochid, and there was different compartments in these machzolis, that each person had his different reshus. U'machzolis aprusois b'reshus ayochid. We're speaking about an area, we have an area that is mukif machitis. So you have over here a reine rishus hayoch. Now you have five people coming, and they want to have privacy between themselves. So each one is peiris a machzelus around himself. So what did they create with this machzelus? So now you have five different rishuyos in this rishus hayoch. We had already a rishus hayoch, the whole area is mukiv machitzes. And now we have five rishuyos miyochodes, because each one made a machzelus around himself. Umachzolos aprusos b'reshus hayochid. It is speaking about that the mocking before was a reshus hayochid. Sheyesh machzolos mapsikos bein shtei chatzelos. That means this is not as a hefsik machzolos that is mapsik between each one. Now let us, the Rosh explains a little better the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Let us just see what the Baraisa says. Machzolos aprusos ma'arvin. So the Rosh brings down from the Rabbeinu Tam, ma'arvin means that these people who are surrounded by their private machzolos have a choice. If they want to give him ma'arvin echot, they could, all these five people who made machzolos around themselves, they can make one eruvi chatzeres, because you can be metaltal derech ha-machzolos. You don't need a Pesach over here, it seems. Or if they want it, is ma'alvin shnayim. If you want, you could, each one can make his own eruvi chatzeres. And then the halacha will, so then it is, then that each one is a bezunder rishus. They have a choice what to do. But the Mishnah is saying ma'alvin ha-metaltal, but the Baraita is saying ma'alvin ha-metaltal mezulezu. That means if they want, they could be ma'arvin achas, and they could be metalto when the machzolis are plus. That's if they want. If they want, they could be ma'arvin shnayim, and then they can't be metalto. Now let us go back to Taisus. Nisgalgalu nesru. Now nisgalgalu nesru is speaking about if they were ma'arvin achas, it wouldn't be nisgalgalu nesru. Now these mechitzes became nisgalgul. Before they were ma'arev achas, so they could all be together. But this is speaking about im nis'arvu shnayim. If they each one made a bezundere rubi chatzeres, not with one another. Now nis'galgalu, So let us picture what had happened now. When Shabbos began, they were with this machzolis. Let's say they made five different rishuyis for five different people. So memela, there was five different rishuyis, and each rishus, since there was they didn't make an erev together, so each rishus one is not allowed to be metalta from one rishus to the other rishus. Now nisgalgalu. Now the mechitze, the machzolis became rolled up. Nestle. So you have five different chatzeres that are pasuach one into the other. So memele, so one asses on the other tiltul. Sherei hein kechotzeracha. So now it's one big chotzer. Veheim irvu shnayim. And they didn't make an erev chatzeres together. So memele, now they're not allowed to be metalta on the chotzer because each chotzer asses on the other one. And there's no hevel between the chatzeres. Chazru v'nifrishu. Now what's going to happen if you'll be peirish the machzela? Chazru l'teir and arishin and metalfi. Now you can, each one can again be metalfi on his rishus. Eilu l'kan, ve'eilu l'kan. So memele, but let us see what the Rabbeinu Tam had accomplished. So Rabbeinu Tam had accomplished that since we are speaking about that these machzolis were already in a rishus hayochid, so the whole accomplishment of these machzolis were only to be matar and iser derabonon. And iser derabonon, afilu it was piris bemezid, so also it will be matar tiltul, since the whole iser tiltul to begin with is an iser derabonon. But ho de koma shekol mechitze hanase b'shabes shmo mechitze. That was the baraisa firzoi shekol mechitze hanase b'shabes. Kol mechitze means a real mechitze, which is negeya a mechitze afilu hastes that he made a reshus hayochid out of reshus haram. Taime koyoiv lemilse. So now he's giving a reason. Afilu heiche daideh mechitze nase reshus hayochid. He says, if a Torah dike mechitza, nasa rishus ayochid, aydei mechitza nasa shirhava mechitza, oi lizrek oi letalpo, o koshke mechitza zu, shein elu lahater erev, kivat chile, dahava mechitza. So memele, so that is the hemshech of the baraisa. That means the Braise is telling us when it's coming to Dine Tiltul, the Rabbonon, Mechitza Nasa B'meizah will also be matter. Why? Because Min HaTorah Kol Mechitza Filo HaMechitza that creates Rishus HaYochid is a Teres Mechitza. L'gabi Zrika Al Koponim. So here, Filo L'gabi Tiltul B'mut. U'miseifa Diktoni Shekol Mechitza Nasa B'Shabbos Porich L'Ram Nachman. The whole kashra is only from the Seifa. Because Ram Nachman is speaking about a Mechitza D'Araisa. That was the Gemara's question. Rav Nachman said, yeah, I didn't say kol mechitza, I meant the mechitza is nasa b'meizid. Mechitza that's nasa b'shoigig is also mechitza l'gabi tulta. V'ahi d'chol gagoyt, koysel shebein shtei chatzere shenofa. The Gemara in Perek kol gagoyt says, koysel shebein shtei chatzere shenofa. So this is l'chaira a similar case to what we had over here according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, we had a case, we had a Rishus HaYochid, that he had a whole bunch of machzolis that divided up the Diyorim into five different Rishuyis. And then it says, if the machzolis became the Goylulu, so the din is that they all become also Betiltul. That's what Rabbeinu Tam loim shah. Now we have a Gemara Neirev in Koysel Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, Shenofal, also the same case. That there were two chatzeres, there was a kaisel in between, and the kaisel was nafa. And so now one is pasuach to the other. Ve'ike deshari hosom letaltu ad ike mechitze. So there's one man, the yama, that says that they're still permitted to be metaltu in their rishus. Fashteitzach, Reuven can go into Shimon, can be metaltu by Shimon, and Shimon can be metaltu by Reuven. But that one rishus is pasuach to the other, it's porot to another rishus, there's no chesaret. So that's a meir de kekashe. And here, the whole shtik teir, the Rabbeinu Tam says, think about it, was a rishus hayochid, and they made different rishuyis, and golden is galulu, so they all become osa.
לא ידומי להוך את האוסם אייריש להיהו ילו בייס אחד בחוצר זה ואחד בחוצר זה, אבל הוך כשיש רבים כאן וכאן אומרים הם נסגלגלו נפל. זה חילק if there was a bias echot or rabbi. Klo, what the chilek is, I don't know. Pekan omrinon nizgalgulu nesu. Here we say nizgalgulu nesu. V'tzorich iim b'shmaita de diyoyren aboim b'shabbis, which is also speaking about a similar case that the mechitza fell off. The omar, there the gemara says, Shabbos hayol v'hutro hutro. There the gemara says that since in the beginning of Shabbos there was a heter, so the heter remains, so that's the Pesach Chiyuv.